RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's up, Monday morning? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. MP on the mic. That's the show. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. That's where we're at. You can also find us on the free Odyssey app. It's at the App Store and at Google Play. Thank you for joining us this morning. NBA Finals are set. NHL Finals are set. We'll get into the Washington Commanders. We will give you 10 questions that impact the Washington Commanders this season. We will do that. We'll start at 10:30. We'll probably break in the middle. Then we'll finish it up in the 11 o'clock hour because I can't do something like that in a prompt and timely fashion. It's just not who I am. Let's get today started, though, in the NBA. We've got the finals set. Everything is coming up Midwest as it's the Pacers and the Thunder, Indianapolis against Oklahoma City. I love this matchup. I love two gritty teams that both traded Paul George away to start rebuilds. I like where we're headed here with this matchup. I think it should be a lot of fun. I don't think either team has the definitive they're going to win edge. Certainly, if I'm picking one right now, I'm taking the Thunder. I'll defer to Awad for the official poll here. Awad can make the official prediction on behalf of us because he's more in it than I am. He's also more into soccer than I am, so he invited me over to watch the Champions League. He explained the Champions League to me, so I felt I should definitely watch the Champions League final. 5-0, by the way. 5-0 in the Champions League final. That's pretty insane. My understanding is that Paris Saint-Germain is the winner of the Champions League. So I'm going to flex a little bit of my Champions League knowledge on you right there. He invited me over to watch. I was not able to make it over to watch, which I regret. I was reading up on it, though. Apparently, they say that the British teams never win because the British schedule is such a grind because the Premier League's the greatest league in the world. They got the FA Cup. They've got all their other obligations. That's why these other teams, it was Italy and France representing the finals, that they are able to put, they're able to go more all in on the Champions League than the British teams, which have to fight for their position inside the Premier League as well. All stuff to think about. Just dropping soccer knowledge on you. I'm sure Awad will take that on. He's a Capital Ale House. That's home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Great to have him back in town. We held it down without him. Squirrels did just fine losing without him. Flying Squirrels continue their slide. They lose again on Sunday. We're never going to play the Good Squirrels music again. We took advantage of it last week. We had that little window, that little opportunity. One more homestand for the Squirrels, and then after that one, so they're gone this week, back next week for Odyssey Week, which it's its own thing. Odyssey Night at the Squirrels game is also where Sequins Night at the Squirrels game. It's Salute to Sequins Night. I don't know how that happened. Was that a what? I don't think so. Who was it in the building that put Odyssey Night on Salute to Sequins Night? I don't know, but I got my work cut out for me. Harrisburg took a no-hit bid into the eighth against the Squirrels. Squirrels are now 15-36. Three series left before we reset the clock, reset the records. 0-0, second half of the season. It's a brand new season. Hopefully a chance to turn the page there. They will be up there in Erie, taking on the hated Erie Seawolves. So that's starting tomorrow night. Of course, you'll hear that all week long right here on The Fan, then back home for the homestand against the Rumble Ponies. That one includes Sequin Night at the Diamond, as previously mentioned. How did we get here from the NBA Finals? Pretty easily, because I don't talk a lot of NBA Finals on here. So that's what I got for you. I will admit, I got a little emotional. The NBA on TNT signing off for the last time. Kevin Harlan, you know I love me some Kevin Harlan, did a very nice narrated 5-minute stretch of NBA on TNT history. A lot of names. Craig Sager, man. You know, a lot of great names through the years. Then the studio crew inside the NBA, they do theirs as well. You got Shaq saying they're not going to F around on ESPN. Pat McAfee's already over there. You can't outshock ESPN at this point. Charles, Ernie's tearing up at the end. I'm tearing up at the end. I didn't realize it'd get that emotional over inside the NBA. David Aldridge, DA, wrote a nice article about it over at The Athletic. He was there for a long time. One of my favorite road stories of all time being we were in Nashville. It was Titans Commanders. And we're eating at one of the famous places there in Nashville. And so the waiter comes up and he goes, "Dude, you're in the wrong city," to David Aldridge. And David goes, "Huh?" He goes, "You're David Aldridge, NBA on TNT." And David goes, "Oh, yeah, I used to do that. I do something new now." He goes, no, I know who you are. The team's in Memphis, not Nashville, man." And David goes, "Well, no, I do this new thing now where I write for The Athletic, and I'm writing about the, you know, the Redskins." And he goes, no, man. I know who you are. You're NBA on TNT. That's so cool. You got to be in Memphis, man." It was great moments in road history. He could not be convinced. He was part of that. He wrote a great article about the beauty of the studio show. I don't know if it'll be the same over at ESPN. It might be. It might not be. Either way, it's been a ton of fun to watch and to see them, to know from people on the inside that it really is that family atmosphere over there. And then you see everybody tearing up at the end. Certainly a poignant moment in television there. And the Knicks lost. So just good stuff all around. Good vibes all around. I'm taking the Thunder. That series starts Thursday over the Pacers. It's not to say it's a lock, though. It's not an MP lock by any stretch. NHL, we got ourselves a rematch. They'll start Wednesday night, so two nights away from dropping the puck, between the Panthers and the Oilers. Now, the Panthers are just a freaking juggernaut of a team right now. They are untouchable. They're well-coached, well-oiled machine. The Oilers took them to 7 last year. They've got everybody back. They've got the greatest player in the world, Connor McDavid. You've both got trying to get him a cup early in his career to avoid the Ovechkin, when will he do it? And we're kind of nearing that point. He's been around for a minute now. And also, they get Lord Stanley's cup back to Canada brigade as well, which is important as well for the NHL and the health of the NHL. I am taking the Oilers in this one, although that is a heart pick, not a head pick, if you're keeping score. Heart picks don't always do as well on the old betting app. So don't go to the ATM and tell them MP sent you. That's not it. Then you had the NCAA, I don't know if you saw this, the Tennessee-UCLA game, where the girl hit the game-tying home run, didn't step on home plate. They reviewed it, said the umpire comes out and says, "Appendix G of the rule book does not allow us to overturn the result." Then UCLA ends up, or Tennessee ends up winning over UCLA in extra innings. There's a lot of sports going on. Who says there's not a lot of sports going on these days? There's a lot of sports going on these days. A lot going on out there. And AWOD will help us take that on. So we're off and running. It's a Monday morning. Good program in store for you. We are going to answer 10 questions about the Washington Commanders this season that will impact how they do and how they look this season. We will check in on the aforementioned baseball. We'll check in on the Mets broadcast because they are an endless source of entertainment as well. We enjoy doing that. We'll get it all rolling. Should be a ton of fun. We'll be with you until noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. You know where you are. It's Richmond's home for the most sports talk in town all day, every day. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Hit me at the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Monday morning, how's everybody doing? Getting things rolling here in Richmond, Virginia. Start of another week. Only show we'll be doing this week in Richmond, on the road this week. Starting tomorrow, we'll be doing the show from Minneapolis, the Institute for Nonprofit News Conference. None of those people will be guests on this show. That's my intention. I don't know, maybe some of them will. Maybe we'll run into some people. It's not really my intention. They're for my other job, the Richmonder. Shaking hands, kissing the babies, all the things that you do in that role. And then, of course, making sports talk radio. Because anywhere we are, we can talk about the things going on in the world of sports. Later today, I'm going to give you my 10 biggest off-season storylines and questions for the Washington Commanders. So hang around for that, my 10 biggest off-season storylines and questions as we go into 2025. Very exciting season coming for the Commanders. And of course, you will hear it right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. But what would this show be if we did not delight in the misery of New York sports fans? And did we ever have a day on Saturday? All-timer of a day. In fact, I say that a lot. All-timer, oh man, nothing's ever going to get better than this. Historically speaking, no city has ever had, in the same day, a baseball team lose by 15 or more and a basketball team lose by 15 or more. That is what happened on Saturday. The Knicks lost to the Pacers, and that felt like a foregone conclusion after game one. They certainly, they made a series of it. They made it fun. When you blow a lead like that on the road, game one, you get a feel for where it's headed, and that is indeed exactly where it headed. And credit to the Knicks. I think they're a good basketball team, well-assembled. You're in the Final Four of the NBA. The drought's the drought, 52 years. I am prepared to move Knicks fans moderately towards the sympathetic end of the needle. We talk about this all the time, right? This is what I call the Red Sox theory. The Red Sox fans had gone so long without a title, and then the Cubs after that, their fans became lovable. Oh man, those Red Sox fans, they stick with their team. Ah, man, Cubbies, lovable losers. You know, they give it their all, they come cheer, and even though they don't have anything to talk about, they stick by their team. And that, wouldn't it be nice if something good happened to them every once in a while, every once in a little while? But then the Red Sox won. And to be clear, I'm very glad it happened, especially because the Yankees blew a 3-0 lead. That made it delightful. We'll get to the Yankees in a second. It was delightful. The Red Sox, they won America's team, and they're winning the World Series, and everybody's happy for it. And then they become insufferable like 4 seconds later. That's all it takes. It goes straight from America loves you winning the World Series to, I cannot stand these people. I just remembered, I cannot stand these people. Cubs did that as well, of course. The lovable Cubs fans and Harry Carey and hadn't won. Then they win. Like, oh yeah, you people are insufferable. I forgot about that. Same with the Knicks. Knicks are getting here. 52 years, multiple generations, right? That's not like we play the Commanders game every once in a while, right? Like last Super Bowl and, you know, in the 91 season, there's people listening to this show who have graduated college, have gainful employment, and have never seen the Commanders win a World Series. But there's a lot of people who do remember that as well. So it's not quite the same. 52 years, you think about, you know, you don't really remember the first few years of your life. That's pretty much I don't know what the census data is, but that sure feels like more than 50% of America, and probably significantly more than 50% of America, right? Has no clue what it's like to see the Knicks win the NBA championship. We're getting close. Garden, great atmosphere, all those things. It's close. We're not there yet. I was still happy Indiana won, but I feel like we're getting there. We're not getting there with the Yankees. We won't ever get there. 16 years, you can keep that streak rolling. They lost 18-2 to the Dodgers on Saturday. Highly anticipated series, obviously. Dodgers smoked them. Rematch of the World Series. Dodgers got them in that one as well. It doesn't bother me at all. I know the Dodgers aren't good guys, but still, it doesn't bother me at all. Anytime they want to take care of the Yankees, they're welcome to do that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So, good weekend in the world of sports and the world of kicking New York sports fans while they're down. But that's all right. You got the Jets this year, and Aaron Rodgers isn't on the team anymore. So, I'm sure everything will work out fine there. You got the Giants. You got Jameis Winston as your backup quarterback. Russell Wilson as the starter. Giants and Commanders, week 1. We'll get to those Commanders things in a bit. Also, this from Tom Boswell in the Washington Post. While we're talking about baseball, I wanted to get this as well, because I love Tom Boswell. He wrote this over the weekend in the Washington Post. Is baseball actually troubled, or is it as good as it has ever been? He's watched a lot of baseball over the years, of course. One of the great baseball writers of all time. He says, this year I've watched plenty of Major League Baseball games and enjoyed them a lot. I find baseball just as well-paced, dramatic, and aesthetically pleasing as the sport I first fell for long ago. Which gives us something. We talked about this last year when we declared last year we were going to get back into baseball and watched a lot of baseball and talked about it sometimes on this show. I'm always trying to get into baseball, and I agree the product is fantastic right now. I think it's interesting to me. He credits Rob Manfred, which I think you have to credit Rob Manfred, because the pitch clock unquestionably saved the watchability of baseball. That's the single greatest thing anybody's done in baseball in the last 30 years. Full stop, is the pitch clock. It's so much better to watch a baseball game now. It moves at a great pace. There's action. Things keep happening. If you don't like the pitch clock, you don't like baseball at this point. But everything else, he credits, you know, the other things, and everything else I'm undecided on. That's why I am mixed opinions on Rob Manfred, who I've always gotten the sense doesn't actually like baseball. Seems to be more of a lawyer than a fan. I know you got to balance those roles. But Roger Goodell, who's unquestionably a lawyer and a very highly paid human shield for the owners, you get that sense he actually enjoys the product. He actually enjoys football. And he comes to it. When Manfred has suggestions for baseball, you're always like, but do you like baseball? I don't know, man. But Tom Boswell also had this, which is interesting. From 1946 to 1975, average attendance for a baseball game was about 15,000 per game. Between 1975 and 1994, attendance doubled, 31,256. Now, it's been in a lull the last few years, but it's picking back up, and it's hitting those numbers again. And I think the pitch clock is a big reason why. I think there's great young stars in the game. If you're not into James Wood right now, you need to get into James Wood. He is not just the future. He's the next big name star coming out of Washington, D.C. You got to wake up to this. Grant talks about this all the time on his show. Grant Danny, 3-6, of course, here on The Fan. He's not just Nats good. He's baseball good. His early numbers compare favorably with Bryce Harper and the other stars that have been produced out of here. Trey Turner, Juan Soto. Those numbers are the kinds of numbers James Wood is putting up right now. You got to wake up to that. You've got great young stars all over the game. You've got the pitch clock. You've also got, you know, a lot of off-the-field things that aren't boding well, which include the expansion of the playoffs, which is not good, as dilutes the regular season. It is ultimately the thing you're doing in lieu of a salary cap is the expanded postseason. Because if baseball should be decided over the 162, but as you saw the other night, the Dodgers would win in the 162. It's not close. And the high payroll teams would win every year in that way. So you introduce expanded postseason, make it more random, give everybody a chance. It gets away from the heart of what the sport is. So number one off the field thing is they may be going in for a lockout or a strike in a couple of years to install a salary cap, which would get ugly. And that has to do with the TV trends as well. A lot of the money coming into the game is from these regional TV deals. It just don't exist anymore because cable TV doesn't exist anymore. Could they nationalize it like they nationalized the NFL broadcast deal? That's an intriguing discussion as well. I think they're going to want to have that discussion. You've also got the ghost runner and extra innings rule where you put a runner on second and extra innings. I like that in the regular season. Tom Boswell loves it. He said, this is great. You know, everybody wants predictability on game time. I would argue that you don't in the playoffs. I think they should get rid of that rule in the playoffs because same as hockey, right? You wrap up overtime in 5 minutes, go to a shootout in the regular season. Nobody loves the shootout, but you got to end these games somehow. In the postseason, though, you play till somebody wins. I think that's how it should be in Major League Baseball as well. No ghost runner in the postseason, if I were in charge, which I'm not. The Pete Rose thing, very much hanging over Major League Baseball as well. We're going to have a Cooperstown ceremony with Pete Rose in the next couple of years, and that's not great either. Because that's the focus on all the thing, right? You know, the Pete Rose era, the steroid era, now the gambling era, not illegally, but legally. We're in the gambling era in Major League Baseball. There is no sport that's better suited to cell phone sports gambling than Major League Baseball because there's so many baked in pauses. New batter, you want to bet on him? New inning, you want to bet on what's going to happen? New pitcher's coming in, how's he going to do? All those pauses are built for gambling and especially instant mobile cell phone gambling. You don't have to walk up to a window to place your bet. Baseball is the sport most friendly to the gambling product, and consequently, I think will ultimately have the biggest scandal when the whole thing blows up. My opinion. We'll see. But Tom Boswell, right? Major League Baseball is better than it's ever been. Good reminder for me, for us. I think baseball is absolutely better than it's ever been, and I love seeing him put that in print in the old actual printed newspaper, which I still read on Sunday mornings. I still get the Sunday Washington Post delivered to the house because I am apparently a billion years old. But I've never been alive for a Knicks title, so there's that as well. Knicks lose. We've got our final setup in NHL and NBA. We'll give you the schedules. We'll give you the breakdown. We're going to talk Commanders top storylines. We'll do it all. We're rolling on the Monday edition. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Coming at you on a Monday morning, answering the big questions. What's up with the Flying Squirrels? Well, they don't play tonight, but they'll be back in action tomorrow. Road trip this week before they return home. It's been a balanced schedule so far this year. One at home, one on the road. We had those times last year where it was two on the road, then one back home. We're not doing that this year. They are at the dreaded Erie Seawolves this week. We're just counting down to the midway point of the season when the records reset. As a reminder, in the Eastern League in AA baseball, whoever wins the first half of the season, they get to make the playoffs. The slate's cleared, schedule's cleared. Everybody's 0-0. And then the winner of the second half of the season also gets to make the playoffs. So Squirrels will go back to 0-0 soon. We're all looking forward to that. That will be two homestands from now. Next week, Richmond Flying Squirrels. This is where we get to the questions here. Next Wednesday, they're playing against Binghamton. And that's, you know, sure, the Rumble Ponies. We'll be there. It's Odyssey night at the Diamond. Odyssey, of course, our parent company. You hear about the Odyssey app all the time. We've got lots of great stations here. 1140 does the news in the mornings. The Beat, Country, Mix, all those great stations. XL. I always call it the wrong thing. It was the X forever when I was a kid. You're not supposed to say the X anymore. XL. If anybody asks, I said XL. Tell Zach I said XL. Wednesday, next Wednesday, it's Odyssey night at the Diamond. So we'll be there. We'll be having fun. Always a great outing with our friends from inside the building here. I pull up the schedule because this is the time in the show where I tell you what next week's schedule is for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Wednesday is Salute to Sequins night at the Diamond. Everyone deserves a chance to sparkle and shine. Rock your sequins to the ballparks. We're talking hats, shoes, jackets, you name it. Gates 5:30 p.m. First pitch 6:35. So it's Odyssey night and it's the Salute Sequin night at the ballpark. I want to know whose idea, who said, let's make sure we get Odyssey night on Sequins night. That's what I want to know. I've got my suspicions. There are people in the building I am suspecting as being behind this. We're not going to name names right now. We're going to conduct a thorough investigation. What's the phrase from the water? An after-action investigation? Or is it before-action investigation? We're going to find out what's going on. And we're going to get our sequins ready. We're going to go rock our sequins over to the ballpark. It's going to be... I went to the Eras Tour. I know what to do. I know what this looks like. I didn't wear sequins to the Eras Tour, just to be clear. But I saw what everybody was doing. I feel very well prepared for this. I feel like I can walk into this situation. So that's not this week. That's next week. Nutsy Planter giveaway on Tuesday night. All right, that's fantastic. Thursday's another Diamonds Through the Decades. 2000s night. Everybody remembers the 2000s. What a decade. And then Pride Night Friday, the Richmond Virginians night on Saturday. That was, of course, one of the original minor league baseball teams here. And then that Sunday, the 15th, will be the Father's Day game. Always a lot of folks there. Take Dad out to the ballpark. That's next week, not this week. This week, they're on the road in Erie. You'll hear all that action right here on 910 The Fan. You will not hear Trey tomorrow, though, because I'm on the move tomorrow. We'll be pre-recording the show early in the morning, and we're not going to make Trey do that. Tomorrow, while I get out to Minnesota, where we'll do the show, we'll do it live via the internet, the hamsters on the wheels. We're gonna string a long string between here and Minneapolis. I'll shout into the paper cup. You'll hear it on the other end. I think that's our game plan. I'll have to check with our tech team. Make sure that they're all busy getting their sequins ready. So we don't have time to get the technology just right because they're all over there getting their sequins outfits ready for Diamond Through the Decades night. Coming off of a successful homestand this week, not on the field. They're never successful on the field this year. That ship has sailed, but a successful one at the gates. Weathered a couple rainouts, mini rain on Friday. I hate that. I always hate that for them when the little mini rain scares everybody away before it starts. And then you end up with a lovely night. It was a fantastic night Friday once it cleared, but it scares some of the people out. So hopefully some better weather here for the next one. Lots of great events. Get out to the Diamond. Parney time, as we Mention the Squirrels. Our friend Parney has a new Parney Time podcast out with Matt Capps. Everywhere you get your podcasts, you can also hear that Saturday and Sunday mornings. You wake up with Parney Time here on The Fan on Saturday and Sunday mornings. We taped one Friday that was a ton of fun. Parney made a video he put out on social media over the weekend. I don't think he's supposed to say who these people are. He goes, it was a great one. It was so good. It rhymes with Billy Wagner. Okay. Could be a limited number of people. We're not saying who it is. We're just saying it rhymes with Billy Wagner. It's a great interview, and I'll run by him, make sure he's good with it. We'll play some of the clips here because it's fantastic. We'll alert you when that's available. We'll check in with Parney later this week. Meanwhile, at the major league level, of course, we talked about the game. We talked about Tom Boswell. One thing we didn't talk about is the state of Major League Baseball sponsorships, which are somewhere right now between, like, you got your NFL on the top end. It's like Pepsi, Bank of America. And then you've got your, let's call it the ACC network, where, hey, are you tired of your cheese grater? Well, here's a $30 cheese grater you can order off this infomercial. That's ACC network level advertising. We're somewhere in the middle right now. Here's the Mets game the other day on SNY.
I'm happy by Blue Chew. Chew it and do it. And by your local tri-state area Audi dealers.
What did you mean by that?
I just read the copy here. I try to give it a good read. Try and give the advertiser everything that they paid for, Keith. And then it's somebody else's problem. Mickey Moniak is 0-2, and he grounds one weakly on the right side for Acuna. And he makes the play 1-0. I mean, I did read it. Well, didn't
yeah, you,
I?
Oh, you always. You're a champ.
Sorry.
You're a pro. Look at that.
Chew it and do it. That's your sponsor of Mets Baseball. Mets Baseball, chew it and do it. What does it mean? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what it means, but they paid us money. They're a sponsor of Mets Baseball, and we are hustling this one out to first, unlike Juan Soto. Shout out to Brian over in traffic, our local Mets fan. I love their broadcast. Back in the day, when I worked for the Nationals, I would get home. I would always turn on MLB.TV, watch the end of the Dodgers game, watch Vin Scully, because I would listen to Vin Scully all day. The late, great Vin Scully. I would watch that just to enjoy him on the announcing. It's that with the Mets, but it's their production value. Their producer apparently is like a big, like, wants to be a movie director, and he directs the games like a movie. They put on a very nice broadcast over there, the Mets. It's still just Mets baseball in the end. You can only put so much shine on that. But it's a fun watch. You would enjoy it if you want to do that. All right, Monday's show rolls on. We are in the middle of our Commanders countdown. We are counting down the 10 big question marks and storylines as we move into the 2025 season. We will resume that. We will get you to Capitol Ale House. That's where AWOD is. He's back. We'll crosstalk at 12:15 during AWOD Radio. Always look forward to that, catching up with him. We'll do it all. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.